I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Another year is just about over, and though it's a cliche, for many of us, a year seemed to spin by more and more quickly. But the faster tempo of modern life isn't just a Western phenomenon. So writes Ava Hoffman in her new book called, simply, Time.
Certainly, you know, people in the developed and developing world do seem to have this ubiquitous experience of shortages of time, you know, that there isn't enough time, that we seem to feel that we need to cram more and more activities into every moment in order to catch up with ourselves.
Now, it was my understanding that concepts of time change when people are introduced to the idea of a wage economy, when you have to be at a job at a certain time instead of heading to the fields, when the sun comes up, whenever that is. Is the wage variable still the thing that determines how we view time around the world?
Well, it's certainly one of the variables, and it's one of the great leaps in our experience of time, the shift from event time to work time, to clock time. On event time, in, let's say, rural economies and agricultural societies, people do their tasks for as long as it takes. And they also, of course, adjust their work rhythms to sun up and sun down. On clock time, we are regimented in a very different way.
Yeah, but your view is even more profound than this in your essays. I mean, you are saying that there are within certain cultures just hardwired concepts of time that philosophically are vastly different from our Western ideas of time. Explain that.
Well, certainly. I think different cultures do have very different conceptions of time. And sometimes, you know, the difference is so great that these other conceptions can be very baffling to an outsider. There are South American tribes who, for example, conceive that the past is in front of them and the future behind them. This is, you know, exactly the reverse of our conception that the past is something we have left behind.
And they actually, you know, point forward, like in front of them, to indicate the past, right?
They point forward to indicate the past. And I suppose, you know, perhaps one can try to imagine why that is by thinking, you know, that they can see the past, whereas they cannot see the future. So the future has to catch up to them. So that is, you know, very different from our future-oriented societies in which, you know, we're always brushing towards the future.
And it's, I guess, hard to generalize about a lot of this. I mean, you mentioned, you know, people waiting 3 days for a long-distance phone connection in Nepal. Mm. And then in neighboring India, you interviewed people at a call centers who complained of stress, but they all agreed that their job gave them great opportunities that they wouldn't want to give up.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, the shift in the nature of time is particularly evident in fast developing societies. And, you know, there are trade-offs between entering modernity and remaining comfortably ensconced in an earlier but much less competitive sense of time. So, yes, the people at the call centers were often, you know, baffled by the hours they had to work, the pressures they had to contend with. And yet, of course, they didn't want to go back to what they had.
Is it clear which cultures are happier, slow cultures or fast cultures?
Well, it appears that there isn't a kind of universal criterion. But I do think, you know, that what is happening right now is a kind of another shift of gears into kind of hyperspeeds that I do think are making us very uncomfortable and sometimes even sick because digital time works in these incredibly brief units. And more we expect instant response from everything. And we are accustomed to very short units of thought and activity.
Ava, you've written a couple of hundred compelling pages here about time. Hopefully you weren't writing on deadline. But I'm wondering if you have a personal notion with your Eastern European point of view, you're from Poland, about what you think would be the right speed for the flow of time.
Well, you know, I think there is such a thing as right speed. There is certainly a right speed for our bodies. We are inexorably adjusted to the 24-hour cycle, and if we try to prize ourselves out of that too much, we suffer, we get ill. And I do think that we might have to retrench. We might have to remember that sometimes less is more and slower is better.
Ava Hoffman, thanks very much for fitting us into your nicely measured schedule. Your latest book is called Time. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you very much indeed. It was a pleasure.